Just inside this cavernous lobby inside a shopping complex in Kirkland, Washington, it's an oasis of Christmas. Red velvet, silvery ornaments, sparkly lights, evergreen trim. Towards the back, high up on some steps, several feet away from other people, is where Santa sits, behind a large panel of plexiglass. And how old are you, Santa?
I was born in the year 270, and I believe that makes me 1,750 years, but I'm going to let you do the math.
Since Santa is pretty far away from his guests, he brought a phone so he can talk to people.
So there's a Santa hotline telephone over by the families. And they can now, when they go in there, they can actually call and talk to Santa. He's got his ear and whisper in his ear instead of shout across the room what they want for Christmas. And that is very, very valuable.
I'm not going to lie. The plexiglass and the phone, it reminds me a little bit of how you talk to a friend or a loved one when you visit them in prison. But this is 2020. This is the year for workarounds. All right, I'm going to lift and Santa will be on the other line. Here we go. Oh my God. This Santa is taking one risk. He is the only person here who is not wearing a mask.
You can always tell somebody is smiling just by looking at their eyes, because their eyes crinkle up. Their whole face changes, but their eyes still show that. But it's also a lot easier to see that smile if you can see the lips and the mouth. The way the settings and the accommodations are have allowed for me to feel very, very comfortable that I'm not going to get sick and I'm not going to pass on to a family or a child that they're going to take it home and get sick.
Standing there in his red suit and shiny black boots, Santa reminds me of the two certainties in life. We are all born and we will all die. But in the middle, Santa says there is the dash, the life we lived.
The dash is the one that lives on. We need to keep what the dash is going on to be as positive and as joyful as we can. And I hope to be able to do that.
Small children with their parents are starting to line up outside, 6 feet apart, all wearing masks. A mom, a dad, and two young kids who look to be about 4 and 6 years old.
Hi, how are you doing today?
They come inside.
Oh, you look like you got dressed up to get your picture with Santa.
I have no idea what this little girl just said, but clearly she is excited to be here.
I would like some battleships and some airplanes and bad guy battleships.
Okay, so are all of these things, do you want them to be?
The family takes pictures with Santa, separated by the plexiglass. The mom, Crystal Levesque, is grateful.
I mean, it's just such a bizarre year, right? And we have small kids that are right in the thick of experiencing the season, and I'm so appreciative that the community's come together and provided opportunities for our kids to see Santa, because we didn't think it was going to happen this year.
When the family leaves, a helper quickly moves in with a few sanitizing wipes. She carefully wipes down Santa's phone. She wipes the selfie stick the family used for the photo, and she even wipes down the inside of the tube that Santa uses to deliver the candy canes.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Why, hello. How are you today?
Do you know what you want for Christmas yet? Oh, sort of. I don't know if we have any sort of up there. Oh, you mean that's not the toy?
Oh.